Now we're taking you to a village in rural Georgia where a type of pollution that is strictly prohibited is light pollution. This happens when artificial light, so any light you can turn on and off, brightens up the sky. The glow over cities is the last thing wanted by amateur astronomers who love to spend time stargazing when millions of others are turning on white lights.
Before we came to Deer Lick Astronomy Village, I lived in a 5-bedroom house in Maryland. Sidewalks and pristine lawns. Down here at Deer Lick Astronomy Village, I'm 11 years old and I just have to be home in time for dinner, whatever time that is. We have come to a really remote location. We are not quite halfway between Atlanta and Augusta, and so it minimizes the light pollution. When the sun goes down at the village here, you might take the roof off your observatory. It's a roll-off roof. For me, I'm a visual observer, so I'll bring my telescope out of my shed and position it so that I'm prepared when it does get dark that I can do my observing.
This is a community where people have bought property and put houses on or just put observatories on to get away from the light pollution. The light pollution is really severe and it makes the sky gray and you can't see things like the Milky Way. No white light is allowed at the Deer Lick Astronomy Village. The whole community is just red lights only, and it preserves the integrity of the observing experience. And I've been planetary imaging for 15 years. People like me and others here will take shots of Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, and we submit those images. The amateur community is very important. We're the backbone of images that get submitted. It makes you feel excited and relevant about contributing to science. And it's a wonderful, wonderful hobby.